More aid for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Senate just passing a $40 billion package, including military and humanitarian assistance, delayed for a week over spending concerns. The final vote was bipartisan.
The yeas are 86, the nays are 11, and the bill is passed.
Sending it on to the president's desk just a few hours after he met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden who want to join NATO because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson.
We are right now having a dialogue with all NATO member countries, including Turkey, on different levels to sort out any issues at hand.
All NATO members would have to approve expansion. Only Turkey has raised objections. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley speaking with his Russian counterpart today for the first time since before the war in Ukraine. This follows the first post-invasion call between the U.S. defense chief and his Russian counterpart last week. A joint staff spokesperson says in today's call, the military leaders discussed security-related issues of concern and agreed to keep lines of communication open. As gas prices hit new records for a 10th day, the House narrowly approves a bill aimed at cracking down on possible price gouging by oil companies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi leading Democrat support for the measure that would let the president declare an energy emergency and set up punishment by the Federal Trade Commission.
Stop price gouging of the American people. Let us have the market manipulation tools that to stop market manipulation tools that we need.
Republicans say Democrats are deflecting blame from the president's policies. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The House is wasting its time pretending that inflation is all the fault of evil corporate profiteers.
Inflation and how the Fed's effort to cool it could impact the economy remains a worry on Wall Street. But right now, the Dow's down less than 100 points. The Nasdaq turning higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Russian soldier takes the stand in Ukraine.
A 21-year-old Russian tank soldier accused in the first war crimes trial of the Russian invasion follows up his guilty plea by asking the widow to forgive him. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin testifies, at first he disobeyed his immediate commanding officer's order to shoot the 62-year-old civilian on the sidewalk. But his commander insisted the man on his cell phone could pinpoint their location to Ukrainian forces. And then a second officer gave the direct order, so he shot Oleksandr Shelopova in the head. Today in court, addressing the man's widow, Katerina, saying, I realize that you can't forgive me, but I'm pleading you for forgiveness. He faces life in prison.
Fox's Therese Crowley. A concert tour that could have been ended by tragedy becomes an all-star event instead.
Winona Judd revealed the Judds the final tour will move forward with some special guests on board for support following the tragic passing of her mother, Naomi Judd. Country music icon Martina McBride will kick off select nights with a full set of her classic songs before Winona takes the stage with her hits and songs by the Judds. Also on board, superstar Faith Hill, who will join Winona on stage at the tour's final stop in Lexington, Kentucky, October 29th. Each night of the 11-stop tour will include a selection of special guests like Brandi Carlile, Hill, Little Big Town, Ashley McBride, Trisha Yearwood, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
His music will sound familiar. The Greek composer Vangelis won an Oscar for that theme to the 1981 film Chariots of Fire, also performing all of the instruments. He also scored Blade Runner and the PBS Cosmos documentary series by Carl Sagan. Greek media reporting Vangelis died Tuesday. He was 79. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.